Yeah, thank you for having me. This is great.
So as an owner, I've got a lot of questions for you about canned bottle return, but what makes your operation so much better than other redemption centers that might be out there?
Well, we have a twofold attack. We have a fully automated system where people can bring in mass volumes and we dump it out on a table, and a turnstile spins everything and sends it through a light curtain counter. So the counts are very accurate and it's very fast. And then secondly, we take a very hospitable approach and welcoming approach to our customers. So we want to make what's normally kind of a chore for people, something that they don't really like to do, which is taking back their redemption. We want to make it fun and friendly and fast for people. So I think that's what really sets us apart.
And I totally agree with that concept because it is working. I've had a chance to be there a couple times. It's Canned Bottle Return, Clark Street in Hamburg. Pete Baker is our guest today. How did you come up with the concept of this fully automated redemption center? Because it's working out great for you.
Yeah, thank you for that. My brother, who kind of started the mechanization aspect, he had done some research in what they were doing in Europe and other places. And he came up with these machines. And we've since then have supplemented those machines to make them even faster. And my brother came up with the idea and I just ran with it. So that's where it came from.
Pete, I have a question about fundraisers. A lot of people know that they can make money, bringing back cans and bottles. And you guys can handle a large order as well.
It's not uncommon for us to take orders, whether it's from just personal customers, customers bringing in their stuff, to fundraising elements where we do 50, 60, 70, 80,000 units. Just recently, over the weekend, we did a fundraiser for the Hamburg High School. It helped them raise over $2,000 just in a three-hour period.
What advice might you give somebody? We have listeners today that are like, hey, I'm looking to bring these in. Do they bag them? Do they put them, separate them? How do we do that?
You can put them in bag. You can bring them in however you want. All we ask is that you keep your glass in separate containers, because when we dump the stuff out onto our sorting tables that move things around, we don't want any broken glass or anybody to get hurt or cut. So if you keep your glass in a separate box, and then everything else, whether it's plastic or aluminum, 2 liters, single cans, whatever it may be, if you bring it in bags, it can go really, really fast. That's all we ask. Keep the glass separate and come on in. Doesn't matter how big it is. Doesn't matter how small it is. We're here to help.
It's a Canned Bottle Return right there on Clark Street in Hamburg. Pete Baker is our guest. Pete, thank you so much for your time today. I think you guys are doing a great thing.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be and honored to be on your show. Thank you.